Welcome to Pluralsight's Meet the Author podcast, where every week we have the opportunity to chat with our authors about their latest course releases and get a behind-the-scenes commentary on current technology. This is all brought to you by Pluralsight, hardcore developer training.
Hello, this is Mike Wittering, and I'm speaking with Kate Gregory about her course Introduction to Visual Studio 2012, Part 1. Microsoft C++ MVP and Microsoft Regional Director, Kate is the author of over a dozen books and regularly speaks at developer conferences around the world. Hello, Kate. It's good to have you with us today.
Hi. Good to be here.
So tell us a little bit about who this course is intended for.
The audience is really people who have not used Visual Studio much or at all. Some people have told me that even though they've been using it for a long time, they still have more to learn because it's such a big and opaque product. And I think that even someone who thinks they know, especially older versions of Visual Studio, could benefit from going through it. But the person I had in mind all the time while I was explaining it was someone who's been, you know, maybe using Notepad or a completely different editor system and is staring at all the controls in Visual Studio going, what do I do now? That's who I think of.
So now there is a tremendous amount of surface area to a product like Visual Studio. How did you decide what features to cover in the first installment of this course?
It was a real challenge, especially trying to figure out where to start. It seemed like every place I considered for starting, I thought, oh, but that's not going to make any sense if you don't know about this other thing. And I just decided I would pick a place and start there and say, you'll understand why this matters in a module or two, bear with me. And I focused first on the things you can see right away when you open it up and you wonder what they are, and then slowly moved into, now you can't see this, but trust me, it's going to make your life better if you know about it. And that was the pattern I went along.
So not surprisingly, given the scope of the Visual Studio product, you devote a significant amount of time in this course to topics related to what you call finding your way around. What sorts of topics do you explore in those three modules?
One of them is just that, what am I looking at? What is Solution Explorer? How does it work? Does things happen if you click on parts of it? Why would I do that? Talking about menus, there are enormous number of menus with like 20 and 30 items on them. And then if that's not enough, they have cascading menus off them with another 20. And people sometimes can't find things because the person who told you how to do it is using different language than you, and the items move around from menu to menu depending on the settings you've chosen. So just explaining, look, this is here. If you can't find it here, maybe it'll be on this other Windows menu, and getting that familiarity so that it's not so much the cockpit of a 747 anymore, and you kind of know what everything's at least called and what it's for.
So in the last module of your course, you explore a few productivity-enhancing features of Visual Studio. Tell us about that.
I see so many people doing things by hand that Visual Studio will do for you if you only ask. So I show how to refactor things like extracting 10 or 20 lines of code into a method, how to use snippets so that, you know, I tell people over and over again, there's no metals for typing. Yes, you can type if, space, open bracket, a condition, close bracket, enter, brace bracket, new line, another new line, end brace bracket. Or you could type if tab tab and get exactly the same thing. And no one will know by looking at your code whether you typed those extra 12 keystrokes or not. And that kind of ramping up of your productivity, it has a very interesting effect. It's not just like, oh, I saved 5 seconds. I can go home 5 seconds earlier today. It's that you're less likely to forget what you were doing, because you don't have to put so much time into the mechanics and you just stay in flow. And to me, that's a ramping up of 2 or 3 times the amount of code I can produce when I use everything the tool has to offer. So that's what that last module really wants to take people to.
Excellent. So what should viewers expect to take away from this course?
If they've never used Visual Studio before at all, and they've been told, hey, welcome to your new job, you'll be using Visual Studio, they should no longer feel worried. They'd be like, okay, I know how to drive this now. I can do this. If they are a Visual Studio user, I'd like them to take away like, wow, I didn't know that. That's cool. I'm going to be better at my job now. And just to have a confidence to maybe poke a little and explore a little, where they kind of understand the underlying concepts that it's there to help you. It wants to help you, and realize, oh, I'm going to let it.
So as the title indicates, this was part one of at least a two-part course sequence. What do you have in mind for part two?
In part two, I want to get into debugging. I haven't shown any debugging at all in part one because I have so much material to cover. Things like how to do the finding and how to do the exploration using the Solution Explorer and Class View and so on. So part two has got quite a lot of debugging in it. As well, I talk about extensions to Visual Studio in part two, where it's like, wow, if it's not big and complicated enough already, you can add even more to it. But I find that really worth doing, and I pick out a few extensions that I think people would really like to have.
Well, thank you very much, Kate. We're happy to have this course in the library and are looking forward to the sequel.
I enjoyed doing it, and I too am looking forward to the sequel.
This is Kate Gregory's new course, Introduction to Visual Studio 2012, Part 1. Thanks again, Kate.
You're welcome.
Thanks for listening. This course is available as part of our online training library, packed with courses on the latest technology. To view this course or any of our other videos, visit Pluralsight.com. There you can sign up for a subscription to meet your training needs or open a free trial account to get started. Hardcore developer training starts now at Pluralsight.com.